Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center are forecast for tonight: decreasing clouds, a low in the upper 30s. In Racine County, U.S. Highway 45 had to be closed in both directions between County Highway A and Church Road late this morning because of emergency utility work related to storms early this morning. The storm only lasted about 30 to 40 minutes, but rolled through southeast Wisconsin with great speed and intensity just after 2 a.m. Numerous trees came down and some 20,000 We Energy's customers lost power in the utility service area. Hundreds of customers remain without power in Racine County. The National Weather Service issued a mock tornado warning at about 1:45 this afternoon, the drill part of the annual Tornado and Severe Weather Awareness Week. Another drill will take place this evening with a mock watch at about 6 o'clock, followed by a mock warning at 6:45. The drills are designed to help you determine if your plans in case of an emergency are up to date. Snap-on Incorporated is reporting revenue gains in all of its business segments and improved earnings in the first quarter. The Kenosha-based company, which hosted President Trump on Tuesday, reported a 10% increase in net income during the quarter. Earnings increased from $2.16 to $2.39 per diluted share. The company also reported a 6% increase in revenue. The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission supports the site plan for a new Quick Trip gas station, convenience store, and car wash at the site of the former Toyota dealership at 6801 Washington Avenue. Village Community Development Director Sam Schultz says it will be a 10,000-square-foot project, and the traffic analysis will result in some modifications at the Sunny Slope Drive intersection. Lee Berlin, representing Quick Trip, said this would involve mainly the north end of the property.
We'd be taking out the north building. The very southern building would remain. It's currently leased, and we would remain leasing that out, probably to a different tenant that's in it today. And then that will leave some property in the center, as you can kind of see, for proposed additional development. What that would be at this time, we don't know. And with that, we've been working with the DOT on access and road improvements. And the idea is to realign Sunny Slope from the north to the south at that intersection and then create median improvements on Highway 20.
Quick Trip still technically does not own the property, and the actual construction may not start until early spring of 2018, though the old Toyota dealership building is expected to be raised this year. Quick Trip currently has stores at Highway 11 and Oaks Road, Highway 20 and the East Frontage Road, and Spring Street west of Green Bay Road. Additional city funding for a project to develop apartments in the former YMCA building in Library Park narrowly won the approval of the Kenosha City Council this week. After a federal loan fell through, the developer requested additional home loan funding, bringing the total to $800,000. However, Alderman John Fox, who represents the area, said he can't support the project, noting only 10% of the apartments to be developed will be market rate, the rest low income, and the downtown area deserves better. Alderman G. John Ruffalo said he's concerned that the building will continue to deteriorate if something isn't done soon.
I totally sympathize with him, but unfortunately, how do you save this building? It's a beautiful building, but if you looked at it lately, real close, drive by real close during the day, it's already deteriorating. You know, you see lights starting to hang, you see concrete starting to pop. It is deteriorating. It's deteriorating faster than you think.
The vote to approve the funding ended in a tie, Mayor John Antaramian saying he's concerned about losing the building as well and voted yes. The city is also kicking in $300,000 in TIF funds for the project for a total proposed commitment of $1.1 million. The Racine Common Council approved it even though the bid was a lot higher than expected, and construction will start soon on creating the standalone outdoor stage at the Lakefront Festival site to be known as Paul P. Harris Rotary Park because of a $100,000 donation from the group. A groundbreaking ceremony was held to formally launch the project, which is targeted for completion by early summer. Paul P. Harris is the Racine native who founded Rotary in 1905. The Kenosha County District Attorney's Office has charged Twin Lakes resident Ann Wright with homicide by the intoxicated use of a vehicle for the April 11th death of her boyfriend, whom she allegedly struck with a Jeep while he was walking along 110th Street in Twin Lakes. The 29-year-old Wright reportedly went looking for Brian Englehart after the two had a fight in her home. The victim suffered massive injuries, according to the criminal complaint, which also notes that Wright has no previous criminal convictions. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.